Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of HR Happy Hour is sponsored by Acquire, a leading provider of workforce planning and analytics solutions so powerful they should wear tights and a cape. We enable and streamline organizational charting, succession planning, workforce modeling, and strategic workforce initiatives. Visit Acquire CEO Lois Melbourne's blog at blog.acquire.com for her enlightening insight into current HR industry issues by way of Star Trek, The Fonz, and Ebenezer Scrooge.
I can't do it.
Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. We are back.
New music.
New music. Technical difficulties overcome for the moment from the last couple of weeks. So fantastic to be back with you. I am Steve Bose. With me, of course, Shauna Morkey, the HR minion. Shauna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well.
I tell you what, I feel like $100. I do. I feel fantastic.
Just
it's great to be. Yeah, about $100. Reasonable amount for me.
Kind of, you sound like you're lowballing yourself there, Steve.
No, I think that's fair value for me. So this is HR Happy Hour, episode 68. This is the Career Summit show. We're going to be talking all about a great event that's coming up in the next few weeks called the Career Summit. We've got a great lineup of guests we'll be welcoming in a few minutes. Our call-in number, as usual, area code 646-378-1086. Our Twitter hashtag, HR Happy Hour, the Career Summit event that we'll be talking about tonight. They have their own hashtag as well. Everybody's got a hashtag these days. Where it's not really a novel thing for anymore. The hashtag for the Career Summit is CS10, CS10 for the Career Summit. So, man,
good to
be back home. You know, I just want to say a couple of things before we get started about last week's show. We definitely had some technical difficulties. We sort of overcame them. huge thanks to the folks at the HR Technology Conference for having us out there last week. Bill Kudick, of course, Claude Werder, and huge thanks, of course, Lois Melbourne and the team from Acquire for hosting our show and sponsoring the show. And it was good fun, even though we had some technical challenges at the end. And huge props have to go out to Mike Krupa for the ability to run the show off an iPhone. So he was at the ready tonight. He was on standby in case we needed him. But thankfully for us, we did not need him. So that's great. We're back. It's episode 68, an HR Happy Hour tonight with the Career Summit show. So let's get right ahead and get into it. Let's welcome our two first guests. First, I'd like to welcome the voice of HR Happy Hour, co-founder of New Media Services LLC. And I have an issue with the LLC thing, which I'll take up in a minute. But not so much with Mark's application of the LLC, but just in general, the idea of a limited liability. That's like saying, I'm going to go into business with you. I may not really know what I'm doing. So right off, before we even do anything, I'm going to limit my exposure here, just in case I don't know what I'm doing.
Whatever.
I just don't like that. So, hey, let's welcome Mark Selzner to the show. Mark, welcome to the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Shauna. Good to be here, guys. Nice to be live and not just some faceless, shapeless voice floating through the HR Happy Hour airwaves. So thanks for having me. And Steve, to your point about LLCs, anytime that you go into business with Lori Rudeman, you need to limit your liability. So I think why we added that to the name of the company. Lori?
Dude.
Wow.
That's a fair point. So let's welcome Lori Rudeman to the show, co-founder of New Media Services LLC, and perhaps the motivation for limiting liability in the first place. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you. The former founder of New Media Services LLC after that. I'm kidding. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having us, Steve, and Shauna. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're pleased to have you. We're really excited to have you guys on the show.
Always.
You know, it's not quite the same as last week. We were all sort of hanging around with, you know, cocktails and snacks and in that lavish suite that we were in. But we will certainly make the best of it. So I want to just set a little background on the Career Summit and what you guys are doing at the Career Summit. So, Mark, I'm going to throw this to you, Mark. What is the Career Summit all about? You know, what was the genesis of the idea? Tell us a little bit about the Career Summit for folks who might not know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Career Summit, you can find that information just by going to thecareersummit.com. The genesis of it is, frankly, the struggle that we find people that are either currently employed or seeking employment or seeking new direction in their careers are having in sorting through the noise. There is an unbelievable amount of content available in the careers market today. Google is no friend of yours if you're trying to find actionable advice and guidance. And so what we started to realize is there's a need for someone or something to go out there, find the best experts, the best individuals in providing actionable advice and guidance to careerists, and bring them together in a way that's accessible, in a way that people can come when they're available, to try to give them something they can use to get out of whatever rut they find themselves in, whether it's I need to find a new job, I need to thrive in my current job, or I need to do a full makeover of my career. So that's really where it came from, and it was also a catalyst by the fact that I was talking to a lot of people sort of wearing my Job Angels hat who were experiencing a tremendous amount of fraud, waste, and abuse. I spoke to a guy several months ago who had spent $3,000 that he really didn't have, and he went to a seminar in Dallas that was supposed to help him find a job. And he told me, and this is a direct quote, the guy was a complete fraud and basically robbed us blind. 50 people came together, spending $3,000 apiece, and the guy never showed up. The presenter never showed up.
Wow.
And so, they didn't get a refund?
No, they couldn't. They could never hunt him down. He disappeared. His site disappeared.
That's
there was
horrible.
No way to track. So, and this is just one example. So the point is, you know, people are pouring their precious capital, trying to really seek something to help them figure out what they want to do with their career. So this is where we thought about putting something together, making it an online experience. So again, people who are struggling with their financials today can enjoy the fact that all of us have internet access. They can go to their library if they need to, and they can log on. And we decided to spread something out over multiple weeks. So we've created an experience where really once a week we'll have several sessions from some of these leading experts. Those sessions will be recorded. They'll be archived. They'll be accessible for everyone who registers for the Career Summit. And we'll bring a lot of great information forward and build a community in the process. So that's really how things got started.
Mark, thanks for that. Lori, I'll throw it to you. Lori, tell us a little bit more about the format of the event itself. And, you know, I mean, it's a long event. It's several weeks long. There's lots of people involved. So maybe you could talk a little bit about the format itself, how it will work, and then maybe expand a little bit about the roster of speakers you've lined up and so how you went about lining up some of the talent you've lined up to participate in the summit.
Sure. Well, I would say that the event in and of itself is not a long event because it's online. So while the sessions take place over a month, you don't have to show up when the sessions happen. You can always go about your life, do what you need to do, and then come to the session, come to the Career Summit on your own timetable. So right now, the way it's structured is that when you buy a ticket, you buy access to the entire summit. And we are offering a keynote. So just like you were going to go to a conference, right, and we were going to fly in a big-time celebrity like, I don't know, Henry Winkler, we brought in our good friend, Jonathan.
He's tough to get, I've heard. Right.
I know he is. That's what I've heard. So we're bringing in a good friend, Jonathan Fields. And Jonathan is an entrepreneur, a thinker, a leader, a great speaker, an amazing man with an amazing message about how you approach the economy right now and think about your job, think about how to get paid, but also how to retain some of your soul. And that is actually kind of a theme throughout our entire Career Summit. So that happens on the first night. So that's a Tuesday night. And again, it's October 26th. You don't need to be online live to hear it. If you buy a ticket, you can always come back to it. It's pre-recorded. You can come back to it a million times if you want. And then every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, do I have those times right, Mark?
That's it, Lori.
Okay, good. I feel like I'm doing an infomercial. From 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., these are really awesome sessions. And I know I am doing an infomercial, but listen, I mean, these are sessions with people whom I know and whom I trust, right? They're great thinkers. We used our editorial discretion to put together the agenda. So for 4 weeks, we'll have cool, awesome people that many of you know, like Allison Green, who is a friend of the show, Alexandra Levitt, Jason Doyle. We'll have journalists who write about career advice. And what they'll do is they'll pop on for an hour session or a half an hour session, depending on the slot, and we will have a very interactive experience where they will be talking about issues like interviewing or resume writing or managing your online profile in a very tactile way. It's not, you know, this kind of advice that I tend to write 250 words on my blog. We're going to get down to brass tacks, and we're going to talk to you about how to either find a job, keep the job you have, or get the next great job in your career. So that's what this is all about. So we have some of those people who are speaking at our summit who are going to be guests tonight, Steve, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to bring on – we have a couple of folks lined up, ready to go. We'll get them on board in a second. Let me do a quick reset. We are on the HR Happy Hour, of course. We're with Mark Stelzner and Lori Rudeman from New Media Services, LLC. We're talking about the Career Summit, which is starting in just a couple of weeks' time on October 26th. It kicks off through November 17th. And we've got our call number, of course, 646-378-1086, our Twitter hashtag, HR Happy Hour, which we are monitoring closely. And Shauna will alert us. Shauna, do you really alert us? I mean, how closely do you monitor the Twitter stream? Are you filtering it for me, or are you just giving me the good stuff?
Dude, I filter quite well, thank you.
Fantastic. So we're on top of that as well. So Lori and Mark, if it's okay with you, I'd like to bring on the first guest, the first participant in the Career Summit who's called in tonight. Let's welcome to the show Mr. Ryan Paul. Ryan, are you there?
Hey.
I'm here, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and thank you so much for speaking at the Career Summit. I know, Steve, do you want
to
ask?
I'll be asking you to do, Lori. I don't know if you know that, but
don't say that on the record. Well, Steve, I don't know if you want to get started with some questions, because I have some questions for Ryan.
Yeah, Lori, go right ahead. Absolutely.
Well, Ryan, first of all, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us who you are and what you do for a real job?
For reals? What I do is I am the community manager and co-founder of Brazen Careerist. Brazen Careerist is a online career resource aimed at Generation Y. We help people who don't have a network build a network and kind of leverage the people who can't get on LinkedIn and import all their contacts and have a great network from scratch when they join a social site. We pretty much focus on helping people find people that they don't already know and pretty much talk to strangers who can hopefully eventually become a part of their network and help them find a good job.
So, Ryan, I'm on Brazen, and a lot of my old lady friends are on Brazen. So is it just a Gen Y network, or can anybody join?
Anyone can join. It's, when we first started, it was a Gen Y thing, and what we found is that, you know, the kind of mindset of people who want to be on Gen Y is more of a psychographic than a demographic. So, you know, we're not ageists. We love you guys. You guys teach us a lot, and some of the best mentors for people in our community. So,
okay,
I like that. I just want to step in. I like that. We like you guys. It's like, yeah, I feel like I'm being tolerated, right?
You know, go take your glucose meeting.
We'll tolerate you just a little bit longer.
Nice.
So, Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the people you work with? Because you kind of work with a famous lady, don't you?
I do. An infamous lady named Penelope Trunk. I work with I started the company with her 3 years ago, along with Ryan Healy, a friend of mine from college. And, we ended up building this blog network that pretty much we realized it was become something much bigger than that. Working with Penelope is an experience, to say the least, I guess. Me and her are still out here in Madison, Wisconsin. The rest of the company just moved to Washington, D.C. She's out on a farm. I actually married a Wisconsin girl who
Ryan, which is it? Did you marry her or not?
Ryan, we're all confused. Now, this is not like Love Line, but we want to know what's going on.
We are? We do want to know.
Well, yeah, it's getting there. I probably just, like, let the cat out of the bag for the whole, like, social media world. But
no, nobody's listening.
You
no,
he's
come on.
Here
but, oh, shit. This is recorded, though. That's okay. Anyway, you know, we're both out here in Wisconsin still, and the company just moved to D.C., which is the big news from
congratulations.
What we're doing right now. Thanks. Yeah, big thanks.
So when you think about your organization, I mean, you're really your roots of your company are in the world of social media. You have always had an online presence, and you've always been talking to job seekers, right?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much from day one, that's kind of how we got the company started. It was based on a blog, and from that blog, we sort of built a community around it.
So I'm wondering, you know, you must hear all the time people who have a million different social profiles out there. They're on a lot of different websites. So if you can tell us a little bit about your session at the Career Summit and really what you hope to accomplish in that hour.
Definitely. So, you know, with my session, it's all about optimizing your online presence. And what I want to try to do is help people unlearn some of the really, really bad tactics that they've been taught about using social media to help their career. And one of those things, for instance, is, you know, the fact that social media seems to take control of what we're doing online. And the whole purpose of social media is to enhance what we're doing offline. So one of the things that I've learned about real social media rock stars is that they spend about 15% of their time using social media and the other 85% doing real work. And a lot of people out there who get told that social media is the best way to find a career, the best way to manage your career online and just manage your career in general is to they just spend all their time online. They're tweeting, they're blogging, and they're not doing anything else. They're not getting anything done. And they're sort of getting left behind because the rock stars are out there doing real work and accomplishing real things. So, you know, for my hour, what I really want to do is go through some of the big social media tools that people are using, like Twitter, their blogs, LinkedIn, Facebook, and talk about the things that people are doing wrong and help people try to get beyond those and do things right so they spend more time doing real things.
You know, I love that, and I talk to a lot of career advisors out there, and I usually know that they're, like, the real deal and they know what they're talking about when they answer this question. So are you ready for it?
Ooh.
Ready.
Okay. So if you were looking for a job tomorrow, can you name the top three things that you would do?
Yeah.
I mean, besides being on Brazen, of course.
Well, assuming everyone's already on Brazen because it's so obvious, of course, right? The next three things that you would do is, you know, for me, I would contact my core network. And a lot of people don't really know who those core networking people actually are because their networks are so big and so bloated that they don't know who the really important people are. One of the things that I have is a list of about, 20 to 30 people who I consider to be people that I would want to know first before anyone else that I'm looking for a job. The second thing that I would probably do after that is start changing my brand around to basically fit what I'm trying to do next. And one of the big mistakes that I see a lot of people make is that they build a brand for themselves online that's not about themselves first. They put their company first and what they're doing at their company now first instead of doing putting what they want to be doing next first on the list. That's one of the key mistakes that I want to cover during the session is that a lot of people are really talking about the wrong things. They're talking about what they're doing now, and they're not talking about what they want to be doing whenever they're getting to that next place in life. And the third thing is to sort of broadcast that message beyond that power network. You want to get to your power networkers first, the people who are in your core group, your core circle, and then sort of bring it to the world. Because I think that a lot of people will just go out there and tell everyone and look really desperate. You really want to get the message out to the people that you know you can count on first before you go to everybody and sort of just broadcast this unemployment situation that you're in. Kind of put yourself out there and be really prepared, really tactical, before you really broadcast that message to the world. I think that's really important.
Ryan,
so
thank
cool.
you for that. Lori, I want to stop you for just 1 second. I want to do a couple things. I want to quick reset the show, and we have a couple of the other folks from the Career Summit who are queued up and want to come on as well. Ryan, hang out with us as long as you can as well. Let's do a quick reset. This is the HR Happy Hour, of course. We're talking about the Career Summit. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. On Twitter, our hashtag is HR Happy Hour as well. Lori, if it's okay, and Mark, with you, I'd like to bring on another participant in the Career Summit. He's queued up, and if I've done my homework properly, I believe this will be Jeremy Langens from Starbucks. Jeremy, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Thank you. And if I lose the connection, it's because I'm actually riding shotgun right now on my way to an event with Cat Drum Drive-In. So
funny.
Good.
I'm here,
Lord.
As I'm here.
Well, Jeremy, welcome. This is Lori Rudiman, and I'm just so glad to have you tonight. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
So you're on a panel that's called Demystifying Human Resources, and we're focusing on great brands and great human resources departments. So, you know, you're in a car with Cat Drum. You, too, are two of the best HR people I know. Why don't you tell me what makes your HR department so great?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing I think, you know, it's to bring it into Starbucks lingo because we call our employees partners, and so we call HR Partner Resources Organization. And, I mean, I think it says on our website, it's a lot like working with friends, but that's a reality. I mean, you know, Kat and I are friends. We have a lot of synergy. We get a lot of good work done. But that's because we do treat each other like partners on the work. And when we work with our HR generalist team, you know, they're partners and, you know, equal partners to the work that we're doing. So I think it all comes back to that, starting with the partner.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me because you have quite a bit of a challenge within your organization and your human resources department because you recruit for both professional positions as well as retail positions, and yet you're challenged with, like, one cohesive employment brand, right? So can you talk a little bit about that and about the different recruiting strategies maybe or just – how you approach it as a recruiting professional?
Sure. I'm probably not the best person to answer a brand question, but I'll start with the recruiting side or definitely the candidate side of the recruiting process, right? So the sourcing of new external candidates to bring into, you know, either into a requisition or something to hire for in the future. There are two different approaches. I mean, there's two different worlds you live in. You've got the retailer out in the field where actually 95% of our population exists. And then you've got the building that's the corporate headquarters or the support center. So if you're supporting both sides of the company, which I tend to do, you actually have to have two different approaches. So, you know, in retail, it's a volume, it's a numbers game. Obviously, you still have to have the quality because at the end of the day, we have to make a quality hire. We support primarily store managers and above. So there's a set profile, it's kind of an ongoing need, and so you can look at your recruiting work that way. On the enterprise side, what I found personally is it's helpful to break it into practice areas, so whether that's IT or finance or supply chain, whatever the big bucket is, and then figure out what the profiles are in that bucket and source against it that way.
Jeremy, you're a huge company, right? Major, major organization. Is it more difficult for the folks who are, you know, job seekers, career planning, you know, type? Is it harder to break into a larger company? Is it than it is a smaller company? Is it more difficult to navigate the process in a large company?
I mean, I think the process to get hired at any company can be arduous for a prospect, no matter if it's big or small, because, I mean, you still have a hiring manager, you still have a recruiter or HR person, you still have a candidate, you still have other decision makers. So it becomes a 3 or 4-way sell, no matter how big the company is or how small the company is. With a larger company, you have more opportunities, right? So you could have multiple, say, senior financial analyst reps. You have, you know, 5 or 6 of those that you could slot into different maybe specialties or verticals, or maybe have multiple opportunities at the same time. So that could actually be easier for a candidate. There's multiple recs to go after. A smaller company could be a little bit easier in the interview process. But as far as, you know, I mean, you're still going to have 3 or 4 decision makers in any hiring situation. I think Kat might have had a comment for Brand, if I can put it on the spot.
Yeah, do it.
I everyone.
Jeremy, you grab the wheel and hand her the phone. You're fine.
Please be careful.
We're sitting in traffic in cloudy Seattle. But one thing I wanted to say about the brand question that you had, Lori, is that 95% of our workforce is retail-based. So when we develop an employment value proposition and an EB campaign, it's primarily to target the retail population, from barista to shift to into management and above. The other 5%, and something that we're doing this year, is to do a segmented approach to where we can have that global EVP that speaks to the entire organization, but then also look at what it's like to work in different business units so that we can have a segmented approach and message for, let's say, executive, IT, marketing category, finance, global development, et cetera, so that that candidate gets that specific message that they may be looking for and that may resonate with them because they're in a niche area.
Great. You know, Kat, that's great. Thank you for that. Jeremy, thanks for that. I want you guys to hang on with us as long as you can. I know you're driving or maybe sitting in traffic out there in Seattle. What if
careful.
It's for Starbucks, you know, when you go on a road trip, what is the sort of the beverage of choice for the car ride?
Beer. I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you the beverage that I'm enjoying right now, and just a shameless plug for anybody that's listening, is go try that pumpkin spice latte. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy.
Fantastic. All right, so hang with us, Jeremy and Kat, as well as Ryan, if you're still with us. This is the HR Happy Hour. We're talking about the Career Summit. Roy Rudeman is with us. Mark Stelzner is with us. Ryan Poff is with us, apparently unsure of his marital situation on the air. If we can, Ryan, we'll circle back to that and work that out for you.
Steve, can I interject something for a second? Ryan has actually some interesting news for HR professionals that I want to make sure that we get out tonight. It's something new that Brazen is doing, and it's really important for the HR community that's listening. So, Ryan, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm here, guys. I'm here, and I'm still trying to figure out my my love life. So,
Ryan, we'll figure it out later.
Later on. Me and Lori off the call. We'll talk.
That's right.
So one thing that we're doing right now with Brazen is this new thing called Network Roll and Think Chat Roll, but like less naked people and more real, honest career conversations.
Well, Robin Sussling's not interested then.
Exactly. So we're actually running an event right now, and I'll send out a hashtag link for HR Happy Hour for some people that want to try it out. It's going to be going on for like the next half hour. We're doing these hour-long sessions twice a week. The whole idea is to help recruiters and HR professionals connect with young professionals that are looking for jobs, job seekers on our site. So tonight's session is actually revolving around blogging and bloggers connecting with each other. We're doing something a little different, helping bloggers find other bloggers that want to mentor each other. But the idea is that you get 3 minutes to connect with someone and add them to your network, find out if they're relevant to you, someone that can help you. If not, move on to the next person. And you do that for an entire hour, and after the hour's over, you get a list of people that you are now able to connect with after the event if you think that there's someone relevant to your network.
Cool.
That is cool.
So
yeah.
We're doing that right now. We're doing that for the next couple weeks. If you're a member of Brazen, you should be getting emails about it. If you're not, sign up, and we'll start sending you emails letting you know about those upcoming events. And I'm going to tweet out a link right now in case anyone is interested in multitasking and checking this thing out.
Of course.
That's so Gen Y, that multitasking.
Yeah.
No, right. No. I got to defend Gen X here, Lori. I've got, two computers going, DMs, emails, monitoring the switchboard at the same time, and I'm failing miserably at it. And so
how's that going for you, Steve? Yeah.
It's poorly. And speaking of failure, I want to welcome our next guest to the show. Please welcome the great Jason Seiden to the HR Happy Hour.
Hey.
Welcome, Jason.
Hey, with an introduction like that, I got no place to go but up, huh?
Totally.
I don't know about that, Jason.
Jason, when I think of failure, I think of you. I mean, that's how I think.
I resemble that remark, so I appreciate that.
How are you tonight,
my
friend?
I'm great. I'm listening to all the guests and what they're saying, and I'm actually glad to be part of this summit because these are people I actually want to listen to and learn from myself.
Jason, what are you going to be talking about at the Career Summit?
One guess, Steve.
Failing spectacularly. That's what I think.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was listening, Ryan, I was listening to you talk a little bit earlier about some of the mistakes people make online, and, you know, there's a mindset that people get into where they become afraid of saying what they want to say. They think they're supposed to speak a certain way. They get all hung up on all the should-haves and what should I be and what are other people looking for. And when that fear happens, failure generally follows. So I'll be talking about that and how to break that pattern.
Jason, why is it so hard? Like, why is it so hard to get past that fear? Like, how do you get over it? You know, if you had to tell me, yeah, I'm a guy, I really want to chase what I really am after, but I'm afraid. I mean, what are some of the things you recommend to people to try to get past that?
You know, all of it starts in your brain, right? I mean, I'm not saying that to be cliche. The human condition is hardwired with some serious glitches. You know, if the brain were software, it would not be beta release. I mean, we're still talking alpha kind of stuff here. And, you know, a lack of self-awareness that we succumb to those glitches really drives a lot of problems. So, you know, one simple example is we hear all the time in business, take the emotion out of it. And there's a very good reason for that. Emotion clouds us, makes us less able to analyze the situation for what it is, more likely to attribute good things to ourselves and bad things to other people. And when we attribute all good stuff to ourselves and all bad things to other people, we're destined to misread the situation. So, you know, there you go. You know, as soon as you have a misread of that kind, you can't do what's right. And now take that forward for a minute. You know, you think you've got a read on the situation, you're doing what you think is right, it's failing, it's not working, you get desperate very quickly. So, you know, so the stuff I talk about, you know, really gets to the core of where these mistakes come from. And basically what I tell people is most of the glitches that we have stem from a desire to avoid the unknown, to avoid ambiguity. We're all in a race to provide structure for ourselves. And, you know, it just so happens that the world's an ambiguous place. We have to allow for a certain amount of ambiguity and unknown. So I've got some strategies for actually walking that line, right? How much structure is enough structure, but you know, not so much that you make your world rigid or start falling into these traps where you just continually fail and start to get desperate.
Great. Jason, thanks so much for that. Hang on. And Ryan, Jeremy, Kat, if you're still there, hang on with us as well. Quick reset, HR Happy Hour. We're a little more than halfway through the show. We're talking about the Career Summit. We've got a slew of guests queued up still. We have more folks to welcome still that are going to be talking about the Career Summit. Our call-in number tonight is 646-378-1086. Our hashtag on Twitter, HR Happy Hour. Lori and Mark, if it's okay with you, I'd like to bring on our next participant in the Career Summit. Let's welcome, I think if I've got this right, is this Miriam Salpeter? Miriam, are you with us?
I am. Hi there.
Miriam,
hi, Miriam.
Welcome to the HR Happy Hour. Great
Thank
to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be
our
here. Thank
pleasure.
You.
So, Miriam, you're part of the Career Summit. Tell us a little bit about you and what you're going to be talking about at the Career Summit.
Well, what I do is I work with job seekers or anyone who thinks they might, maybe should be a job seeker, and I help them figure out how to go about a search. I write resumes and teach about social networking strategies to make sure that they're using all the available tools to their advantage. And my business is called Kepi Careers. I write a blog there, and I spend a lot of time on Twitter, Kepi_careers. I love to connect with people that way. And on the summit, I am the very last webinar, so I get to follow all the other great colleagues and teach people how to take everything they've learned and to focus that on how to build their a value proposition into some great materials, including the resume, which although social networking and looking for jobs online is important, a resume is still a key factor for job seekers. So we'll talk about resumes, we'll talk about keywords and how to bring those into your resume, as well as how to integrate them into LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, along with some neat tools to help people use all of those to their advantage in a job search.
Now, I would like to say Miriam may be last, but she is not least.
Oh, thank you, Lori.
What an important session. And I don't know if Mark is still here. We haven't heard from him, which is kind of uncommon. But you guys did a great webinar together.
It is unusual that Mark has been so quiet for so long.
I know.
Fair enough. Yeah.
But there's so much for everybody else to say. I know. I got to tell you, like, I am super thrilled for Miriam to be joining me. We did this terrific webinar a couple weeks ago that was so well attended. We had 500 folks jump on. She just has some terrific advice. Talk about sorting through the noise. Miriam's one of those folks that can just get right to the heart of the matter. So, Miriam, we're really excited for your session.
Well, thank you so much. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy about doing this kind of work is that I really spend my time with my hand in social media, really connecting with colleagues. I love to talk to the recruiters. The HR folks are all great. So I love the opportunity to kind of be in that space where job seekers are not, and to be able to share the information that I learn watching my Twitter stream, you know, following what you guys are saying, reading what my colleagues are saying. And so I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, that's great, Miriam. We're so happy you could join us tonight. It's such an important part of the job search process, and I think it's going to be a huge, you know, going last at the Career Summit as well. I mean, that's like the marquee spot, right? I mean, when you go to one of those, like, big concerts with lots of bands playing, the best band plays at the end, you know what
Well,
I mean?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No doubt. So, hey, guys, Mark and Lori, we've got more of your Career Summit colleagues on the line. I think we should just continue bringing them on board, right?
That's awesome, yeah.
So let's welcome to the show Ms. Anita Bruzies. I hope I said that right. Anita, are you there?
I'm there. You came close enough that we'll take it.
Oh, my gosh, Anita. I was
close enough.
You know, and I'm not just saying this right now. I've been fretting about the pronunciation of your name for like 3 days, and I'm trying to get like someone to tell me the right pronunciation. So I apologize if I mangled it.
You have to have the hand gesture with it, you know, the little circle. The hand gesture? You know, like you're in Italy. And then it helps you say it.
Great. Well, Anita, it's so good to have you on the HR Happy Hour. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Anita, you're part of the Career Summit. Tell us a little bit about you and what you're going to be talking about in the next few weeks at the Career Summit.
Well, I've been covering career workplace issues for more than 20 years. I was the founding managing editor of Employee Benefit News, and then after that I went freelance, and I've written for Human Resource Executive and a lot of the HR magazines, but I've also, for the last 18 years, had a workplace column for Gannett and USAtoday.com. And one of the things that I've been doing in the last year and a half is spending a lot of time talking to people who are either A, out of work, B, you know, have just gotten a job, or C, I'm talking to employers and they're hiring. So I also am a consulting editor for, not consulting, contributing editor for Smart Brief, and my colleague there, Mary Ellen Slater, and I are going to talk about what we have gathered information on what works, what doesn't, what, you know, we're just going to talk about all different kinds of job-seeking techniques and kind of what works, and that's what I've done. I've been talking to a lot of people within the last 2 weeks. I've just asked everybody I know who's gotten a job. I just put a request out there and said, tell me how you got a job, what worked and what didn't, what was the best advice you got, and what was the worst advice you got. And so I'm going to be sharing some really interesting personal stories from people who have actually, you know, been in the trenches. And some of them are over 50, and some of them have been doing it for more than 6 months, and there's some real hard luck stories that people have been successful, so I'll be sharing a lot of those stories.
Right. Anita, since you mentioned Mary Ellen, I believe she's on the line now, so let's try to bring her up as well, and then we can continue the conversation along with her. Mary Ellen, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yay. Welcome to the show, Mary Ellen Slater, editor of Smart Brief on Workforce. Welcome back to the show, I should say. It's been a while, but...
Yeah, it's been way too long. How quickly you forget me.
No, we love you.
But Mary Ellen, you had a long background in journalism. You wrote a lot for the Washington Post. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what's in your perspective, what's different about the job search process today than it was, I don't know, 5, 10 years ago?
Well, will you be disappointed if I tell you that one of the things that Anita and I have figured out, like in our, you know, years of experience of doing this, there's some things that are different, and there are a lot of things that aren't very different. And I was very pleased to hear Ryan say earlier that the first thing he would do when he was looking for a job would be to reach out to, like, that core part of his network, because that's something that hasn't changed. I mean, how we do that has changed a little bit, and so but not that core concept. And so I think my session and then with Anita, you know, we are very practical people, you will find. You know, just like she said, it's about what's working and what's working now. So our hope is to, you know, sort of take her years of writing about HR issues, you know, from Gannett, and then my background in writing the career column for the Washington Post, combined with all the things that I've learned about job seekers and HR professionals in my role at SmartBrief. You know, we're going to try to bring that together to people to tell them, you know, what's really worth your time, what's really worth your attention, and what can you ignore, frankly?
Yeah, Marilyn, you know, is it much more difficult now, would you say, than it was a few years ago? Maybe because of competition,
yes,
or just the clutter? I mean,
I do think it's more difficult now simply because, well, I mean, we've all seen the unemployment numbers. You know, we are coming out of what the AP has now even designated in its style book as the Great Recession, you know, with capital letters. So, you know, I think
Well, they stuck the word great right in front of it as well, like
yeah,
an official
yeah,
sort of descriptor.
It is now the Great Recession, like the Depression. So, obviously, if you are, you know, you're looking for a job right now, you've been looking for a job in the last 18 months to 2 years. I mean, you've encountered something very different. I think a lot of trends that we had already been experiencing have accelerated in terms of globalization, in terms of jobs going, you know, overseas that will never come back. I think that the pace of change is become almost inhumane to some degree. You know, we put the cost of adapting to that change on individual workers, you know, but how quickly can you tool yourself up, you know, for a completely different career, you know, after you've been working on a manufacturing line for 20 years? So, I mean, absolutely, I think that is different. And I think the things that people have to do to adapt to that and to prepare for that, I think it often takes people, you know, catches them off guard, how fast they have to act.
Well,
Marilyn, thanks for that. Let me do a quick reset. We got about 15 or 17 minutes left in the show. I want to make sure, Sean, I want to make sure we end the show with enough time. I've got a very special song I'm going to play.
Ooh.
I want to make sure it streams properly to the live feed at the end of the show. So by request, so we'll make sure we get to that. But we're talking about the Career Summit.
Oh, we need to make a quick little announcement, too.
Pardon me?
A certain someone has a birthday today, and even though I know she's probably not listening.
Oh, go ahead, Shauna. You can make the announcement.
We just want to wish a very, very, very happy birthday to Trish McFarland, because we love her.
Happy birthday, Trish.
Happy
it's
birthday,
a big one,
Trish.
Too.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Yeah. Very good point, Shauna. So we got about 15 minutes or so to go. Our call-in number is 646-378-1086. We're talking the Career Summit. We have Mark Stelzner, who's sort of lurking quietly in the background. Lori Ruderman is with us. Miriam Salpeter is with us. Ryan Pa, I think, is still with us. Sidon did sort of like a drive-by appearance on the show. He called in and dropped out pretty quickly, I think. But fair enough. Mary Ellen Slater is with us. Anita Bruziz, I'm waving my hand around, Anita. Bruziz is with us. Waving vigorously as I say your name.
Did it help?
Did it help at all?
A little bit. I mean, you know, we'll work on it.
So,
yeah,
you know, Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of the things I really, really want to ask Anita and Mary Ellen, you know, we have a lot of people out there who are bloggers who dream of being journalists or dream of being op-ed writers.
I don't know why they would do that.
Right. So can we talk about that? Can we talk about the life of a journalist in 2010 and 2011 and what that economy is like and what those journalists are doing once they're laid off?
They become bloggers, I think, Lori.
Well, I know Anita has seen the cycle because we talked about that previously, and her husband is also in this industry. So, Anita, do you have any insight on that?
Well, it is hard because it took journalists a while to get it. I mean, I can remember I attended a bloggers conference like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and it was all bloggers. And then 2 weeks later, I went to a conference of journalists. The differences were incredible. The journalists were so behind. They were talking about, okay, now how this comments thing, okay, now how do we get comments? I mean, it was a real psychological shift that journalists have to make. That being said, journalists are very resourceful. That's what they're really good at, and they're good at adapting once they get it. And I think that we're starting to see journalists really start to get it. They're starting to make that psychological shift in their minds. It is very tough. I know people who have 25-plus years of experience who journalism is over for them. It'll never be revived for them. But I do think there's definitely a place, and I think it's especially important to remember that journalists do, contrary to what a lot of people believe, do have really extensive training in what they do. And I think when we see a lot of bloggers who are untrained in different ways on the Internet and they spread untruths and they can say anything they want to, people are starting to long for, I think, people who are better trained in that field. And that's my great hope, is that it will all kind of come full circle and journalists and bloggers will kind of learn to work and embrace each other.
I just had a single tear in my eye with that. If journalists and bloggers can live in a symbiotic world together, it would just be amazing. So, great job on
that. You should see her do that speech live and, like, pound on the table.
Awesome. Tears flow freely.
Yeah. I think it's sort of an interesting thing to see that put up as a dichotomy, because I'm a journalist and I blog, you know, but my approach to it is definitely different from, you know, people who are just sort of speaking from their experience. You know, I see myself when I'm blogging usually as more of a facilitator, but also an aggregator and also sort of a curator and a filter for people. I try to bring the good stuff in and keep the bad stuff out. So, you know, you can be a journalist. You know, I feel like the platform is fairly fairly neutral, so you can still be a journalist and a blogger. So,
let me do a quick reset. We've got 15 minutes to go on the show. HR Happy Hour, 646-378-1086. On Twitter, HR Happy Hour. Some questioning about the on Twitter, I can see about bloggers and journalists thing. But, you know, I think, Shauna, we should probably we could do a whole show about that, right? The whole blogger, journalist sort of dichotomy.
That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Maybe we'll do that someday. But actually, Shauna, as you can see, we have one caller who I don't think I know who it is. So we're going to take this call and see who this is.
Taking a chance?
It's like chat roulette. Yeah.
Let's do it. This is like, you know, career roulette, chat roulette. Area code 503, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Guys, this is Lance Hawk.
Lance!
Hey, Lance! My conference house.
I may be the only person not speaking at the Career Summit.
Yeah, that's kind of a slight, Lance. Have you worked out?
Sorry.
Did you get put on the roster?
Lance is just going to accompany me to the virtual Career Summit. That's what he's going to do.
He's just arm candy.
I'm sure Lori just lost my number or something like that. That would be good. I had a question. And it's not a, you know, lightly veiled advertisement for the Career Summit. Just had to get that in. I see a lot of good experts here, people around HR, recruiting, journalists, career coaches, that sort of thing. Where are the successful, like, job seeker stories coming from? That's where I'm, like, really interested in, because I like hearing those stories where a person's come in, they've been laid off or whatever, and they've turned that into something really, really good. I just love to hear where you're moving those stories into this, because I'm sure there's somewhere in there.
Can I answer that, Lance? This is Anita. Over the last 2 weeks, I've probably interviewed a dozen people who have got jobs in the last year, and they've all shared their stories with me, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly, and hopefully I'll be able to share those stories, what worked for them, what didn't, what advice they would offer, what they would do differently, and if they ever have to look for a job again, what would be the first step they would take. So I'll at least be able to offer that.
Yeah, and I think, and this is Mark, thanks for that, Anita, and thanks for the question, Lance. I think it's an important one. You know, one of the reasons that we chose this lineup is because every single one of these experts can infuse real-life stories, real-life examples into their presentation. I think one of the challenges that job seekers have today is virtually anyone can stand up and claim that they're an expert. But because these people are living side by side with job seekers in all capacities, in all walks of life, every single day, that they're in a very unique position to bring this home. You know, whether it's Sarah Needleman from the Wall Street Journal or Vicki Elmer, who has a column that she works with Forbes, she works with the Washington Post. You know, we've got people that talk to job seekers every single day. And if they couldn't walk in their shoes, and I think that's why it's a good question, Lance, then frankly they shouldn't be on stage.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know about you, Mark, but I think, you know, we have played in the space between human resources and job seekers for a very long time, and I think it's important for us to realize, and Mark and I actually kind of talked about this extensively when we were at HR Tech, that without employees, right, there is no human resources industry. There's no HR tech industry. People need to work, and so the impetus behind this is really about making sure that people are in a job, in the right job, or more importantly, they're not afraid to look for the next job. There is so much fear out there. So, Lance, that's another thing that we'll be infusing the Career Summit with, stories of people overcoming fear. So they took a risk, maybe it was a calculated risk, but that risk paid off. We want to tell those stories.
Great question, Lance. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Lance, thanks so much for the story, and you know, you can safely revert back to watching preseason basketball, which I will be doing immediately after the show's over tonight. So, Mark and Lori, I'll throw it back to you. I think we've had a lot of guests on tonight for the show, and some of them are still hanging out with us, like Jeremy and Mary Ellen and Anita. Who are coming on, Miriam, participating in the Career Summit, Jason Seiden, of course, who did a drive-by appearance. Who else that you might want to just highlight or mention who couldn't make it with us tonight that you're going to feature at the show, that at the Career Summit, I mean, that you'd like to mention on the show tonight?
So I personally would like to mention Susan Strayer. She's a fellow colleague of mine on the Smart Brief Workforce Advisory Board, and she's just an amazing woman, has experience in the hotel industry and the retail and hospitality industry, is a published author, and on November 17th, she's speaking about, well, I'll give you the name of her session, just because you can talk doesn't mean you can interview. I mean, how awesome is that? Because many of us go into that interview, and that's where we bomb it, right? We're all good speakers, we're all good thinkers, and then we get in front of somebody and we just lose it for whatever reason. So Susan is going to talk about that, offer tips and strategies, offer success stories, and what an amazing woman. Just Google Susan Strayer, Strayer, and you will find an amazing wealth of information. I mean, she really understands the link between, you know, corporate America, corporate human resources, and actually working. And so I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm very proud to be working with her on this project.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think there's some unbelievable people. If you guys go to thecareersummit.com, you'll see the lineup on the right-hand column. Another person that I'd probably call your attention to is Alexandra Levitt. She's an author, she's a speaker, she's in very, very high demand, she's everywhere these days, and the fact that we've been able to lock her down for 1 hour of her expertise is unbelievable. It's a great gift to us, it's a great gift to our attendees, and I really think she's going to have a terrific session. But there's 20 of them, so Steve, I don't know if we're going to go through them all today.
Yeah, wait, we have to give a special shout-out to my good buddy Richard Cho.
Please.
Now,
he's
on the panel with Jeremy over at Starbucks, and Richard is just awesome. We shared a ride over to a tweet up out for the Social Recruiting Summit, and so it was just the two of us in a car. And he's just a cool guy, has two little boys at home, a recruiter, has great experience in the tech industry, and has a cool personal story that I hope he can tell about how he came to work for Facebook. So I don't know, he's just a really interesting guy, and I think Facebook is a pretty hot brand right now, so we're lucky to have him.
Yeah, what I liked, Lori, I think that's a great point. What I loved about it, sort of the pre-work for the show tonight and trying to organize guests and topics and stuff, that we had, you know, top-level, you know, talent acquisition pros from Facebook and Starbucks, like, you know, attacking each other in email, you know, and fighting each other. I felt like I was pretty cool. I felt like I was in the in crowd for a few minutes. Like, what, you know, I was like, I'm in the game, you know, with these huge
Steve,
brands.
Steve, we're happy to bring you along with us.
Really?
Absolutely.
No, please, just drag me along. Just throw me the scraps. Throw me the scraps, and I'll be pleased with that. So, thank you so much for that. Hey, Mark, Lori, either one, just let's just get out the particulars one last time. Let's talk about them on the show, and let's tweet them out as well. You know, URLs, information. So what do people need to do to learn more and get involved in the Career Summit?
Yeah, I mean, the first place to go, of course, is thecareersummit.com. Check it out. It is the last week for our early bird pricing. We wish that this was free, but we do have some costs we're trying to cover. The early bird pricing of $99 ends close of business this Sunday, at which point it becomes $1 billion. So compared to $1 billion.
That's a lot. A billion.
$99.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Quite a bar.
Hey, Scrubby's got to eat. Yeah.
Exactly. We have high cat-related overhead that we need to cover for. And from there, people can find out about the bonus materials that they can get the moment they register. They can download the agenda. They can look at the benefits. They can meet some of the presenters and link to them through social media. Everything you want is at that destination site. The keynote kicks off on October 26th, and as Lori mentioned earlier, we'll have three sessions every Wednesday starting October 27th, running through November 17th. So we're really excited, and Steve, you guys have been so great to give us the airwaves today. We appreciate it.
No, it's our pleasure. Believe me, you know, I think it's a great event. I think it's going to be fantastic, and we're really excited to help you guys promote and support the event, you know, no doubt at all. So, wow, man.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people to thank. Don't we have them?
There's huge, and I'm sure I'm going to miss somebody. So we've had, of course, I want to thank Mark Stelzner, Roy Rudeman. I want to thank Ryan Pogg, Jeremy Langens, Kat Drum, who, you know, unbeknownst to her while she was driving to an event, got put on a live radio show. So thanks to her. Miriam Salpeter, Anita Brzez, who's with us. And I've said that name. I've said the name four times. I've said it four different ways, each one of which is probably incorrect, right? So fair enough for me. Marianne Slater, my favorite, one of my favorite people in the world. So thank you, Marianne, as well. And the great Jason Seiden, who did a drive-by on us, Sean. He did a drive-by. He came in, he said his piece.
He's so busy.
He's so busy.
Yeah, he drops the mic and walks away.
Yeah, really. He pulled a Randy Jackson, dropped the mic, and walked away. So, but thanks to Jason as well. And so, and huge thanks as well, again, to Mark and Lori, thecareersummit.com. So I just want to make a couple of last final announcements. Thanks, everybody, of course, for listening and hanging out with us tonight. We've got some interesting things coming up. Next week, again, the HR Happy Hour is on the road. We'll be at the HR Southwest.
Woo!
We'll be at the HR Southwest event in Fort Worth, right, Mark? Fort Worth, Texas.
That's right. Fort Worth, Texas.
I can't believe I'm going to see you guys again.
It's ridiculous.
I know.
It's been so long.
Days since we've seen each other.
So Fort Worth, Texas, we're going to do a couple special shows from the event at HR Southwest, Monday, October 11th and Tuesday, October 12th in the daytime. We're still sorting them out, but we have a couple of great shows on the 11th and the 12th. And then we're back on next Thursday. Shauna, tell us about next Thursday show on our regularly scheduled time.
Oh, next Thursday, we're going to be having another Women of HR show, so I'm going to kind of run things, and Steve has been working on his giggle, so no worries.
I might go on vacation. I may not even be, like, around for that show. So we'll be doing the Women of HR next Thursday, which is going to be a great show, and then the week after that, I'm really excited about Fistful of Talent Radio comes back to the HR Happy Hour for the first time in
It's been a while.
So Chris and Jessica and Paul Hebert and Tim Sackett and who's
around
up from that gang.
Oh, I'm calling in for Sackett. Absolutely.
Sackett is awesome. He's my favorite dude in the world. Yeah. So Fistful of Talent Radio. And then, of course, right before Halloween, HR Horror Stories Part 2, which is probably the highlight of a year and a half of doing this show. So we'll be doing that as well. So thank you, everybody, so much from the HR Happy Hour. Good night. Shauna, open up all the lines for after show real quick,
okay.
And we'll hang out for a few minutes on the after show. But for everybody else listening online, thank you so much from the HR Happy Hour, HR Happy Hour, and good night,
thanks,
everyone.
Guys.
Thank you. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for coming on.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miriam. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
So, guys, thanks so much. That was a terrific lineup. I know we covered a lot of information, and it was a beautiful 60-minute infomercial. I learned a lot.
Oh, stop it.
It was.
I bought at least
two. I broke it up.
Yeah.
We should have, like... I know, I should have started talking about, like, the slap chop or, you know, that little blender that makes,
call
like, fantastic
call
drinks.
Call now and you'll get a free cheese grater.
Oh, there's plenty of cheese graters being given out, believe me. So, exactly. Hey, Lance, that was a great question, though, man. I'm glad you asked it, truly. I thought that was right on point.
Yeah, you said
it. That was good. It was good stuff, man. It was fun.
Good. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to jump. Thanks again, guys. We appreciate it, and I will talk to all of you very soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much.
See you guys.
Bye.
All right, Sean, any last words from you? We're going to get out of here, I think.
Ooh, early night. I say we just call it.
I'm busy. Anybody know the score of the Yankees-Twins game?
I was going to ask if anybody knows the score of the Nebraska-Kansas State game.
I do not, sadly.
No. But
I'm busy. I'm doing the show, you know. I can't keep track. So, hey, awesome. Great job. Great job, everybody. Thanks so much.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back next week. We'll be at HR Southwest
for
a couple of days, and then next week, Women of HR, and just more fun to come from the HR Happy Hour. So thank you so much, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Night.